Kent Martin from Kansas State University. His talk is entitled The Transition from a Graduate Student to an Area Agronomist. So Kent, if you would come up, thank you.
Thanks. Well, good morning, everyone. It is kind of fun this year that I get to start off this series of, I guess, the three K-State presentations that we're doing today because I'm the young guy. So as Doug mentioned, I'm the new Southwest Area Crops and Soil Specialist. Took over the position that Kurt Thompson used to have, so I've got big shoes to fill out there. Well, I put this presentation together three times because usually, you know, we go through our materials and methods and we kind of hammer through a scientific presentation. Well, this time I thought, let's just walk through the major issues that were going through my mind as I went through this last 8 or 9 months. So I'll talk about graduate school and my experiences there, and then go into building relationships, challenges, which as you all know, as a person who just started out there, that's the bulk of my presentation, and then surprises, some training or lack thereof that I've experienced, and then kind of wrap it all up with some final thoughts that I have. So graduate school, I just completed my PhD in January, focused on soil fertility primarily in graduate school, and did some work in soil testing and really got into that deep. I focused a lot in very specific areas, and that was beneficial and sometimes a problem for diversifying as I went out as an area agronomist. But what did I really do? Whenever I step back and I say, okay, I learned some stuff in graduate school, or I claim to have learned some stuff in graduate school, but what did I really walk away with? Well, I felt like I really got a good grasp on how to conduct research. And whenever they made me do presentations and I wrote papers and things like that, I got a good handle on how to do a scientific presentation, how to do a scientific paper, and I felt like I could walk out of there and I could do that very, very well in the job place. And that's been one of the least struggles for me so far. One of the other things that we learned, of course, is go to class. And some of us did better at that than others. We won't ask for any volunteers to elaborate on that, but I'll say that some were much more beneficial than others. And if there were some things that I could change, I would change some of the classes that I took. Actually, if I could really change things, I would change some of the class requirements that haven't done me any good, but we won't get into that. Relationships. When I started, there must be this tradition at K-State where a graduate student goes into Jim Schroyer's office about 2 days before he leaves, and we have wisdom imparted on us, you know, to send us out into the great big world of extension. But one of the things that I really liked that he said when I started was he said, "Why do you think extension people stay in their positions so long?" Well, I sat there, you know, a few moments of silence while he was scrolling through some 60s and 70s songs on his iPod. And I said, "You know, I don't know." And he said, "Well, you think about it, it all comes down to relationships. We get into the community, we get to be a part of the community. We care about those people around us, and those people around us care about us, and that's what makes us really enjoy our role in extension, because we are a part of that society, and that's what we do. That's what we care about." And I thought about that for a long time, believe it or not. You know, probably while you were telling me all the rest of the stuff I was supposed to be listening to, I was thinking about that. And I thought, you know, that's one of the most important things that I can do when I get out there. So the first order of business and what I had planned even before we talked about that was I'm going to go out there and I'm going to build relationships because I know that's what extension is based on. Went out and I got to know all the county agents. I spent time with them, got to know their names, their wives' names, their, you know, what their issues are, what their likes are, what their dislikes are. And from there, took that relationship and started building on to producer relationships. And the interesting thing about that was when I first started, no one called. And I thought, man, surely people need extension out there. And why aren't people calling? When I started building relationships with producers, with county agents, man, the calls started coming in. And, you know, now I'm getting 4 or 5 calls a day. Sometimes it's, hey, how are things going? You know, I heard your wife's sick. I hope she's doing all right. And sometimes it's a major issue. But building those relationships was one of the most important things that I did. And then retaining the relationships. What good does it do to build them without retaining them? You know, I've seen people do a great job of getting to know people, but if they never follow up with that relationship, there really wasn't much point. And then, of course, that built the trust and the confidence. And as you know, when you're a person starting out as an assistant professor at the age of 29 and you look like you're about 22, sometimes the elderly generation, I won't make any comments about hair color or quantity, but they have a problem with trusting us young people who supposedly know it all. So that's another thing that I've felt like people have really done a good job of trusting me in the position. So what were my challenges? Well, I'm a trained soil fertility person. I thought, you know, I'll be able to do a lot of good soil fertility stuff. But what were the questions that came in? Well, a lot of them that I never really thought a whole lot about. For instance, I knew the wheat physiology, growth, and production would be a big deal. I knew the varieties would be a big deal. Of course, Kurt worked a lot there with the weed ID and the herbicide issues. And so I knew that even though he trained them everything they needed to know for the last 17 years or so, I knew that there would still be more questions. But I didn't think a lot about the plant pathology aspects and issues I would get into. I really didn't consider the irrigation side of things and the question I would get there. And entomology, we have an entomology specialist, but still, when you're in the middle of a field and you're sitting there talking about things, they'll ask you some good questions there. So I go down through these and think, wow, I could have used some classes in some of these areas. And finally, nutrient management and soil testing, which has been a big issue out there recently, and thankfully actually know something about that, so that's convenient. So the classes that I would have taken, you know, I expected that we'd have some K-State people in here. So one of the things that I wanted to say is that I felt like agronomy really did a good job for me. I don't feel like I really struggled in those areas that I focused on in agronomy. So for those of you who are students out there and you're focusing in those specific areas, that's going to serve you really well, I think. If I could have done something different, I would have said, okay, let's take some classes outside of that department. Let's learn some things that really we don't think about when we're sitting in our offices as a graduate student. Like irrigation technology or plant pathology or equipment issues, maybe some residue issues, you know, just different things that we really don't think about. Well, when I step back from the challenges and I think about some of the bigger challenges that kind of cover over a multitude of things, I think about maintaining an active role in extension. I really didn't think about the fact that I needed to be heavily involved from the local level at the county all the way up to the national level at this meeting. And, you know, it just slipped my mind. I really hadn't thought a whole lot about it, but how do you balance that? How do you maintain a good balance of not too many national meetings, not too few county meetings? That, I think, is one of the challenges that I'm trying to figure out right now as I plan for the next year. Another question is, where's our system headed? Right now, I'm an area specialist. We've had discussions of being state specialists located off campus. What challenges will that bring to us? And I don't know what the answers to those are, but these are some questions that I have right now. So I continually ask the question, where should I direct my program? I'm trying to build a program, and that's what I was expected to do in Garden City, but is it going the right direction, or do I need to change that direction? And what do I base that program on? Well, of course, my number one priority was need-based. What do the producers need? And try to service that need. But then the other question is, what experience do I have that I can give these guys? And if my limiting factor is experience, maybe I need to go back and take care of some business and gain that experience so I can give these guys what they need. And then finally, the last challenge that I put up here is time allocation. That is the biggest one for me. If I had enough time in the day, I could really do a lot of good stuff. But the fact is, there are some things I've got to turn down because I don't have enough time. When I got to Garden City, you know, my computer hadn't got there yet. I was unpacking boxes and stuff. And when I got all that stuff done and put away, I thought, okay, what am I going to do now? Well, Believe me, I don't have that problem now. I do all of my computer work at home and not in the evenings or on weekends because I don't have time at work to do it. Well, what are the surprises? Well, at this point, you know, when I made this presentation, man, it feels like everybody wants me. And obviously, when I left graduate school, you go through the defense and all that kind of stuff, and you kind of feel like nobody wants you at that point. So that was a good feeling. Another surprise to me was when I gave presentations, there were times when no presentation was the best presentation. And if Doug didn't make me speak into the microphone, I would just blank out the screen and just talk the rest of the time. Because a lot of times with the producers, when I get up there and I study my material and I know what I'm talking about, and I stand among them or sit in a circle with them and just say, let's talk about wheat production problems. That has been the best interaction that I've ever had with the producers, because when they see this presentation, they think, I'm in control. Well, what if I let them be in control of my presentation? Then they take an active role in it. And, you know, that's been a very productive way for me to do some of these programs. Well, obviously, getting to the research side, because I am 20% research, I'm the only area person that is 20% research in Kansas. Invitations for collaboration with research have been overwhelming to the point that I've had to turn some of them down. Demand for applied research has been the same way. Still remember the first one that I turned down, having a conversation with a chemical rep. He said, you know, sometimes the best thing you can say is no if you get too busy. Then he asked me to do a study for him, and I said, you know, I'm too busy. I have too much to do. So then, obviously, agronomy faculty assistants. When I haven't known the answers, I've never had to wait on an answer from other people. I mean, I call them, they get back with me, they give me the answers, they help me out. There's a tremendous support system there in Kansas, as well as I'm sure any other university. And that's been a really great thing for me, not only to help me with learning in the field, but also to give me that feeling that someone cares and that someone's got my back if I don't know the answer. By the way, another great thing I learned in graduate school was to say, I don't know, because that got me through my defense. Right, Alan? obviously, generosity of the department. The department has helped me with equipment, you know, finances, various things, a lot of ways the department helps us that I think as a graduate student, before I left, I thought, you know, I'm going out there on my own. And I didn't expect that support system to be there. So that was a great sense of security to have that. Well, what about training? I assumed as a graduate student that when I went into the position, someone was going to train me about what I needed to do. And since our department head's not in the room, and agronomy I know will be quiet about this, one of the things was doing P&T documents. One of our area director said, oh, you just get that information off the quarterly reports. Well, I hadn't been exposed to extension. I said, Phil, what are quarterly reports? And he said, you've been here for 7 months. Has no one told you about quarterly reports? I said, no. What do I do with quarterly reports? So he said, I'll send you the link and you can get on that. But some of these things that I really expected that I would get some training on, I really didn't have. They were surprises to me. But, you know, other things, what are the expectations for agronomy or for my department? You know, go out and do your job and do a good one, and, you know, we'll keep you on. Otherwise, you're out of here in about 5 years. And then contact recommendations. If I have a problem or an issue, what's the chain that I go through? And these are all things that I kind of had to find out. And so these are things that maybe as an advisor of some of these students would be good to say, hey, guys, you're going into extension. These are some of the issues you need to watch for. Areas of weakness, like I mentioned earlier, some of the more experienced faculty have really helped with that and have really been a source of in-field training for me. So I felt like, as a graduate student, that my training was essentially geared towards research. I could do a good job. I was never told to give an extension presentation. I was never told how to give an extension presentation. Now, I think those are some things that we could probably improve on. What about diversity? If I know that I'm going into a position like this, I would want to diversify some of my classes. I would say instead of taking, you know, extra soils classes, because that's what I like, maybe I should take a plant pathology class just to brush up on that. You know, unfortunately, a lot of us don't know that we're going to be in these positions. Relationships. Best advice I ever got, Jim, thank you very much. I would say for anyone going into extension, that's the best place to start. Listen to the experienced faculty. That's another great thing that I've tried to do as best as I can. Be careful what and how much you say yes to, because otherwise you'll have twice as many plots as any of the researchers on station, which, believe me, happened to me this year, and it was not a lot of fun. The end result, I think, is a better agronomist every year. In this kind of position, we have a lot of room to focus on different things, and that keeps things interesting. It keeps me learning. I'm working on different things every year, and it keeps it a lot of fun. And, you know, I felt bad, and Doug and I talked about this on the way here on the plane. I felt bad about some of the things in this presentation because it comes off somewhat negative. If you guys either look forward or backward to your first 6 or 8 months in extension, you'd probably remember there are a lot of challenges and a lot of things that you're working hard to overcome. But I'd say this is extension is one of the greatest things that I've got into. I wouldn't change it at all. I just hope that some people here, whether if they have a student or if they are a student looking to get into extension, that they look at some of these things and say, maybe there's one thing I can bring home from that presentation that's going to help me in extension. So with that, take any questions that you guys have. Otherwise, we'll pass it on to the other ones, because I've also learned if there's a more experienced faculty on the presentation list, you need to leave them extra time because they will use it.
We got time for a couple.
Yes.
One comment.
Yes. Yeah.